Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. This is Terry Brown and Daphne and Heist and Wynn welcoming you on this Christmas evening.
Yep, Los Angeles.
Yes, all right, then. The things.
Hello, would you like to see your name and city?
I'll have what he's having. Good evening to Joel.
Hi, Joel.
How are you? There's a few on here. Just go on to the screen. Count it up. Oh, it's quiet, and I just put some of this
box. Welcome to the call. Christmas to the call. Could you say your name and city, please?
That's all right. You don't have to.
Welcome. Welcome. What's everyone have
for weather around the world? Cold here in summer.
Yes, welcome to our Christmas Eve call. This is Wynn and Terry and Daphne and Heist. Could you say your name and city, please?
Hello.
Hi, Daphne.
Hello.
Gabriel in Nebraska.
Welcome, Bill. Nice to have you here. And I heard another bell.
Hi. This is Don from Rexall.
Hi, Don.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome. Nice to have
you
here. And is there anyone else?
Hi, this is Greg from Nashville.
Hi, Greg from Nashville?
Yes.
Yes,
yeah.
Welcome. Yes, from the
Hello, Greg.
Capital of the United States. Well,
yeah.
Well, actually, no, you're Grand Old Opry, right?
Yes, and among other things, yes.
Yeah, and
good
I'm
to be
a
here.
Guest, so nice. Welcome.
Thank you.
Phil Noel.
Welcome.
Hello, Phil. Welcome.
Hiya.
Hello, would you like to see your name and city?
Terrence Brandon, Yonkers, New York.
Hi, Terrence.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you, Don.
This is our Christmas Eve call with Wynn and Terry and Daphne and Mike. Could you please say your name and city?
Francis from Concord, California.
Welcome, Francis. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Yes, could you
Steve
say your
Fremont?
Name and city? Welcome to the call.
Martha and Coeur d'Alene, hello and Merry Christmas.
Martha, is that your... Yes, welcome.
Thank you.
Stephen Fremont.
Hi, Stephen Fremont.
Hello.
Welcome. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. This is Ron in Mountain Grove.
Hello, welcome.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
What state is that from Mountain Grove?
Missouri.
Is there anyone that didn't say their name and city that would like to introduce themselves? Hello. Would you like to see your name and city?
I think they're shy, they sound
shyer than me.
Oh,
I've never
good.
Heard you play greeter, Terry.
Well, they think they're on the wrong call.
Oh, I see.
They're
expecting Heist.
Yeah. You just sit in the background one.
And the back
Terry and Daphne are always complaining that I'm too bossy. So...
This is Donna in Mesa, Arizona.
What's
hi,
the
Donna.
Nobody ejected.
Donna, do you know Susan? Do you know Susan in Mesa?
No. I know Dave.
No.
Mesa.
Oh, this is Donna and Dave.
Yeah.
Hi, Donna.
Hi there. Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. All of you. Daphne?
I'm here.
Just a little training here. When you hear one of those dings, it means somebody came in. So either you or Terry have to come in and say, hi, welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and your city?
I think Terry and I were trying to alternate it, but we haven't gotten it down yet. Or I haven't gotten
it
down yet.
You got it.
I'm sorry.
I will say, or Terry or Daphne.
Okay.
And if there are any people who have joined in and have not announced themselves yet, feel free to do so. Terry and Daphne are here to welcome everybody, so welcome.
Welcome everybody and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Welcome. Welcome. Please say your name and city.
Now, when somebody doesn't answer, I think you should say, hi, this is Daphne. This is on-the-job training, guys, so just a second.
Okay.
Say, hi, this is Daphne. Would you like to say your name and city? And if they don't answer, then you can say, it's okay to be anonymous, and thank you for being here.
Okay. All right. This is Daphne. Welcome to our Christmas Eve call. Could you say your name and city if you'd like?
It's Tess in San Antonio, Texas.
I'm sorry? Your name again?
Tess?
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you.
This is Daphne. Would you like to say your name and city? Yeah, okay. It's fine to be anonymous, too. Welcome.
Terry.
Hello. Would you like to see your name and city?
Yvonne from Florida. Hello. How are you?
Hi, Yvonne. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. This is Terry.
Hi, Terry. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Blessings on this holiday.
Daphne is welcoming people, too, and you can hear her playing the flute in the background.
Oh, that's nice.
On the recording.
I think we're ready to start.
Hello, Wynn.
Hi there.
This is Yvonne from Florida.
I know, I've been listening in. Hang on. Now I'm going to mute everybody.
I'm sorry to hear about your sister.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, right afterwards, we did a session on her, and it really helped the continuity. And she was really suffering in the physical. And I really think her life extended for 10 years because she had this huge role to play in this work we're doing.
Time to record it.
Yeah, hang on a second. Let me mute people. Let's see, how do you do that?
I got it. Tell me when you want me to start the recording.
All right.
Ready?
This conference is being recorded.
This is December 21st, 2012.
24th.
December 24th, 2012. Christmas Eve. I should know that, right? Hi, I am so glad you're there to correct me. It is so helpful. Now, they should have been muted. How come they're not muted?
I thank all of you for choosing to spend Christmas Eve with us. And we did something really unusual today, and that was both Daphne and Terry were greeting everybody. And, you know, when you're doing awesome things, when I say awesome, when you're bringing through messages from these sources, particularly when you first start, it's kind of like, it's so immense that there's a part of you that says, well, my human side is really nothing. No one wants to really hear my human side. And people, of course, exalt you because it's so touching. It reaches at such a deep level. And I think the three of us, Daphne, Terry, and myself, have all gone through that kind of experience. Luckily, I had an easier time being human, and also I wasn't channeling. I wasn't bringing through transmissions, as Daphne would rather I said. But so I didn't have to have this, how can I say it, gap between my human side and this high side. And since I'm talking about it, Daphne, are you there?
I am here, yes.
You want to share something about your experience? Because, like, I think this is one of the first times that you've been on the call, and I feel like, hey, my humanness is okay. My humanness is part of everything. Because I think that when people first get introduced to hearing these messages, there's an automatic kind of thing that comes up for people that can look like unworthiness because, I mean, this seems so awesome and I'm nothing. And yet that is absolutely not true. But that is something we all have to go through, including me. And I think Terry, so I'm going to play a replay, but we can go over a little bit. I feel like this is a big thing, kind of reconciling your human side and the part of you that brings through messages. So maybe you'd like to share something about that.
Well, yes, it's interesting. I would say that, yes, it definitely does come up. And, you know, on the one hand, you know, we all have tremendous uniquenesses and gifts, and we're all called forth in different ways, sometimes more reluctantly than others. And as Wynn has often said, you know, 99% of it is just showing up and being willing to present yourself and being open and realizing on a really, really concrete level that God's source is what animates us. God's source is our life. It's every breath that we take. And that with God's source, we really can do anything. It's a hard thing for people to recognize because they feel limited by, you know, bodies and finances and you know, problems, you know, of all types and magnitudes. And but I really feel that's what we're called to address. That's what we're doing down here. You know, it's a divine play. It's a divine orchestration. And we're also called to infuse it with love and infuse it with joy and infuse it with beauty. And the more that we can understand that when we open ourselves to God and God works through us, I say God, some people say divine creator, you know, the all that is, what, you know, whatever you're comfortable with, when you start realizing that force is inside of you, it makes life, it takes on really, really tremendous importance in terms of everything that we do, every way that we touch another person. It's not just an isolated act. You're actually, you know, moving God consciousness, you know, through the creation. And it's very wonderful and very powerful and very, very touching and very healing. And it's what we're called to do at this time. And so I'm not very good at this yet. I'm a musician. You know, I consider myself much more of an artist than someone that can. I don't have wind's gift in terms of being able to translate this into the vernacular, but I can do it through music, and I can do it through what I feel is touching, and okay, that's my spiel.
I just want to say the one thing, that when you target yourself, when you take what Daphne says seriously, that you know you are a point of, she called it God's source. You're an expression of all that is. You're a tiny little expression in a little body. Each of us has the challenge to figure out how to work it. There's no one way fits all. So how to use your gifts in a way that you can bring that energy through, feel worthy to do it in your way. I mean, Daphne has talents as a musician and as someone who can bring through messages. I have talents. And not everyone has talents like that, but they have other talents. And everyone has capability of finding their talents and using them. And usually it's, in everyone's case, it's showing up. And showing up might be making a phone call to someone you care about, or might be volunteering at an old age home, or it might be sitting in a coffee shop and calling in the light and blessing everyone in the shop and experimenting to see where you can express yourself to bring energy in, because there is something that you can do, everyone can do, and we just have to find it. I mean, all my life, I've had wonderful talents, and I actually did not want, some part of me didn't want to do it, because as I came to learn, even though I had all these talents, I had expressed them in other lifetimes. I had mastered them, and it was fun in the creative role, but the actual execution of it suddenly became boring. And I said, I don't want to be trapped into this the rest of my life. Like, one of the best things I did was write songs and play music. And I had done that in other lifetimes. And I probably had become famous doing it in one way or another. And so it was wonderful to write these things. And then I used to play in front of audiences, and it was wonderful to play in front of audiences. And then when Daphne came into my life, it woke up a whole nother set of potentials, which was like going to the university all over again and learning a new skill set on how to do this. And I remember I was getting dream messages. They were talking to me in my dreams in the first couple of years, and they still do. But one of they're very funny, the way they talk to me. And I believe it was the Ra group saying stuff like, you finally found a job you won't get tired of. And I wasn't sure what my job was when they said it, because we were not manifesting. We were all just scratching our heads and saying, what do we do with this? And Terry, would you like to address the same topic? You don't have to.
Well, gee, I started out and I noticed that I had certain gifts and I didn't know what to do with them. For instance, I had the ability to control my heartbeat. And so when I went in to the doctor to get the examination, and he put the pressure to measure my blood pressure, he put that thing on my arm, and I thought I'd just see if I could stop my heart and wondered what it would do to the blood pressure. So I stopped my heart, and he started fiddling with all the connections and his face blanched white, and I said, what's the matter? He wouldn't answer me, and I said, no, it's okay, tell me what's the matter. And he said, well, according to this, you should be dead. And so then I said, oh, well, start over, take it again, and it'll be okay now. So I started my heart. But I just had the different, like the ability to make myself warm and when it was snowing and I didn't have a coat. And I just could figure out how to, this is kind of strange, to put different conflicting beliefs next to each other and cause them to create friction, and then my body would heat up. So I developed some interesting things, and I noticed that I could see ghosts. And, some extrasensory stuff, and I noticed.
Geez, I wish you told me that 30 years ago, because we could have gone to a fair and put a sign up and let people pay $2 so you could tell them about the ghosts that were coming into the room.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have done that.
No. Lynn thought I was crazy. And sometimes we didn't have any money, and so one time we went to a parking lot and put a TV on the hood of the car and just watched it through the window and pretended we were at a drive-in. Sometimes we were really broke.
I think we had more fun than if we actually went to a drive-in.
Right, yeah. So it's been a really interesting life, and I've been really blessed. And this thing, being able to channel the Elohim is really a blessing. Because I used to I would see spirits that were in trouble, and I'd help them out. Like one day, there was this guy, he showed up and he had a uniform on. And I never saw that uniform before. And so I talked him through his problems, and what had happened was he was in Yugoslavia, and he was a fighter, and he had broken into a room where he shouldn't have been, and gotten shot, and the room exploded. And so then I just orienting him, because he was pretty disoriented, disorienting him, and then he was able to go off and have a meaningful existence again. But it's like there's a lot of gifts that I've been given, and I'm really appreciative of it.
Terry is also a great painter. She has the memory of being, was it Rembrandt?
No, it wasn't Rembrandt. I studied under Rembrandt.
I was going to finish. She has the memory of being Rembrandt's assistant. And then
yes.
I said, I wasn't going to say you're Rembrandt, you know. And when she was younger, she had beautiful paintings that she had done. But she wasn't interested. You know, this is the interesting thing about reincarnation, that when you've done something and mastered it, you become successful at it, you could repeat that in another life. But there's not that much interest in it. You lose the interest. Daphne tends to honor the arts, and she probably never became famous as a musician, even though she's great at it. So she still wants, on some level, actually, I think she wants to share her music, so because it's the joy of the sharing, and it's a way of sharing spirit. But,
you know, it's interesting about the arts. In terms of, like, you know, past life track, you know, information came in from my grandmother, who was a Native American, was Cherokee. And it had to do with a charge that I was given back when she passed in 1990. I was down in North Carolina. And I didn't understand it at the time, and it's become more clear to me now. But it had to do with some kind of a role that I was to play at this particular time, and it had to do with stewardship of the land and also of the art. And it was intrinsically tied to the birth of the sacred feminine. And I think one of the reasons that spirit, God, has me so enamored of the art is that it is through the art. It's through all of the disciplines, but it's through the arts that people's spirit oftentimes are inspired to reach for the divine. And it's tangible. It's concrete. It brings it into physical form. It brings it into physical manifestation. It allows humanity to reach the pinnacles of their expression, you know, in whatever form, you know, film, cinematography, dance, architecture, you name it, you know, the list goes on. And I really feel that 5D and up, the now time or the no time, as you know, Daniel Pinchbeck would say, is about becoming creators. It's about, you know, and whatever that looks like to you, whatever you're passionate about, to throw yourself into it with wild abandon, and know that when you do that with divine source, you are expressing God source, you are expressing God consciousness, and that's the healing for the planet now. I mean, that's the shift. We're in the shift. We are the shift. We are God source in action. We are God source in dance. We are God source in joy. It's about getting out of our heads, and it's about getting into our hearts and getting into our hands and into our paintbrushes and into our instruments and into our hiking and into our animals and into our kids and into our families, and doing it really, really passionately and really exuberantly. And it's about integrating all of this stuff. So it's not just like, oh, you're spiritual, you're metaphysical, you don't drink wine. No, I do. I do drink wine. Not overly so. It doesn't control me. But it's about, you know, life is sacred. You know, it's the sacralization of the ordinary. The ordinary becomes holy. You know, it's about bringing it all together. You know, God is now. God is here. You know, there was a really, really wonderful book that was written back in 1990. And it was called The Coming of the Cosmic Christ. It was published by Barron Company, and the author was a really good friend of Barbara Hand Clough, who wrote Chiron, the Rainbow Bridge. And anyway, I'm going on and on, but you know this it.
You know what? We got to start our replay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for indulging me.
That's wonderful. It's wonderful to have you express yourself, okay? And that's part of it, being able to express and be who you are. Realizing that just because somebody can bring through these messages, and it's like they have a human side, and it's really wonderful for Daphne and Terry to be able to share their human sides with us. it helps us, how can I say it, helps me. I've lost my words, so now we're going to, what we had scheduled for tonight, and we can go over a little bit, is a Christmas Eve show we did in 2009. And both Terry and Daphne both brought through messages on that show. And I think you'll hear the difference in that whole show, because I don't think any of us were adept as we are now at dealing with this 2 years ago, 3 years ago. You can hear how we were then. And my brother-in-law came on and talked about Joanne. And Joanne was in the background. You know, I said, I'm dedicating this show to my sister who passed. And just take a moment and just send her the light. And that if it wasn't for her, I don't know if any of this would be happening. But it was not easy for her, because even though she had that healing from her lupus, she had a lot of other things disabling her. And she eventually couldn't get out of bed. And her husband was just totally taking care of her, feeding her, helping her relieve her bathroom stuff, washing her, bathing her, you know. And he was 24/7 in the room with her. When I went to Florida, it was obvious that it was not even fair for her to stay alive and for herself. And she was aware. She could look at me. I held her hand, and she looked in my eyes, and beautiful energy passed between us. And just a few days after I left, she was gone. And everyone knew she was going. And I think she might be on this audio, so we'll see. Here we go. So everyone is muted, and just to do my little quick introduction, all of you, did someone just say when?
Yeah, Larry from Florida.
Hi, Larry. Oh, good. Great. To do my introduction, we have... You all probably have been reading enough of my material to know that voices talk to me through two people in my life, and the voices identified themselves, group souls who were responsible for a lot of spiritual evolution on our planet, and in particular, even connected with Jesus. And I had asked many, many questions about this, and a story came together that seemed together for me a lot of missing dots, connecting a lot of dots in the way things work in terms of an overview of what the nature of human evolution is in this realm. And it had to do not with believing in something, not in having a specific belief pattern, like believing in God or believing that Jesus is the savior of the world. The real essence of evolution had to do with breaking out of the contraction that everyone in this realm experiences. And the contraction is connected with the opening of your own holographic field to fields which are greater aspects of your field, which we're cut off from. So
Some people call it the veil of forgetfulness, or the veil, just the veil period, and that everything in this realm that we are usually exposed to is also contracted. So we're all looking around, if you're a seeker, looking around for how to uncontract on some unconscious level, and everything around you is contracted, and so it's hard to find a way to uncontract. And what I started to experience when I would do my public talks and on these conference calls, that there was an energy that would come in. And when I would talk and communicate with these group souls and ask them about that, they would say that was them, and that they had the ability to move through all the dimensions, move through the veil, and meet us and connect with us. And I wasn't sure I could believe that at first. And, you know, it's quite a big premise, and anyone that is looking at me, I don't tell them to believe it. I say, pay attention and see if it works for you. See if you make that connection. Because each of us is like a radio receiver, and it's not easy to tune into these higher frequencies. So this has happened enough, and enough people have checked into the calls, enough people have emailed me that are intelligent people and who have observed this and have experienced the shift in their life. Because what happens is, when you tune in to these higher energies that are beyond the veil, you start tuning into it on the call, and you feel the energies. Some of you can feel the energies now while I'm talking, because they love to connect with us. This is like the essence or the epitome of interaction between realms, I believe. And when they connect with us, when you can feel that energy, it's like the first step in holding a bigger space. And that these energies, these group souls that we feel, are actually us. We are them. They're not outside us. That's just the illusion that we experience because we've been separated for so long, and particularly having many lifetimes in 3D, in third dimension. One of the natures of being in this realm is to disconnect and forget. And according to the cosmology that I've presented, when there's many, many people who have volunteered to come into this realm, who had graduated, who had actually been spirit forms, once they came in here, they would forget why they came. And they would forget that they came here to be of service. And before you know it, hooked into lifetime after lifetime in the trap of this realm. And many of the people, I believe, who are attracted to my material fit that description. And Ra calls them wanderers, and the Elohim has called them star seeds, and that they have an immediate affinity and connection with this material, because on some level it reminds them and wakes them up on a cellular level of the real reason they're in this realm. And once they start to make and hold the connections of the higher degrees of oneness that can be had by learning how to hold this reference point, you can do that in your own life. And suddenly, that may not happen quickly, but the people that are coming into our conference calls regularly, many of them are having this experience. Many of them are finding their old patterns going away. And finding that obstacles that they used to have are not in front of them. And sometimes it takes a period of months for this to happen. But it doesn't matter because it's happening. And we set up something that is available to anybody, and it doesn't cost money. And so no matter what happens to the economy, as long as we can figure out how to pay our bills, which is actually a challenge, but if we can get through doing that, and people that have been making donations keep their, that can afford that, keep that up, it sustains this so that we can put something onto the planet that anyone can partake of without regard to finances. And that was my goal. And so when these energies come in, come to believe, and this is just my idea, and it's fairly consistent, that was not so different from what traditional religious people might call the Holy Spirit. And that the Holy Spirit, and this is again my take on this, was actually the flow of energy from these group souls coming to meet us very close. And when that occurs, amazing things can happen. Our matrixes can heal. Miracles can occur. And, you know, when I speak about miracles, I can introduce Larry. Are you on the line?
Yep, I'm on the line.
You know, this is my brother-in-law, Larry. Some of you have read about what happened to my sister, which was in really the first 6 months of the when Daphne started channeling, and she was going into the hospital for a critical operation. Larry, why don't you take a moment? Would you share what happened?
Actually, Joanne had gotten sick. And they found out that she had cancer, and they had to do an emergency operation on her. And they operated on her, and after the operation, the doctor said she had a 50-50 chance of surviving. And I think it's been over 7 years now, and she's okay. She's cancer-free. And but an unusual thing happened. She had lupus for a number of years, and for 12 years she had lupus. And she was having a lot of aches and pains. And the lupus is sort of the feeling she was getting from lupus was more like feeling like a bad flu all the time. You wake up every morning, you have like 105 temperature, you see very sick feeling, and she's having this feeling for years. After this operation, they tested her for the lupus, and she came out negative. It was a zero, which is very unusual because her ANA was always a higher level, you know, and they said that's very rare that ever happens, you know. And since then, she really has type of feelings of the lupus anymore. You know, she used to have the mallow rash, the red mat rash across her face. That's not there anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think by her not having that helped her get cancer, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is Joanne willing to say hello to everybody?
Yeah, she'll say hello.
Hello, everyone. I just want to wish all a very Merry Christmas. And I hope that no harm comes to anyone in the following. It's a good news that it'll be a good new year. And I want to say hello to Daphne and Terry. Give them my love. Hi, Bob. Hi. And that's all.
Well, thank you so much. Hey, Joanne?
Yes?
Are you there?
Yes. Yes. Can you hear me? Great. Yeah.
worry is what I'm going to do. I know she gets anxious when I said Joanne. Why don't you do me a favor? Everyone that's on the line, I just unmuted everybody. Would you like to say hello to my sister? Hello, Joanne.
Hello, Joanne.
Hi,
Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
Hello, Joanne.
Namaste,
Joanne. Hi, Joanne. Hello. Thank you. Thank you all so much. My sister is very shy, and I don't even know if Larry told her that he was going to put her on the line. We concocted this between Larry and myself just about an hour before the line. So, you know, Joanne, thank you so much for coming on, and I want you to know that your healing not only saved you, but okay, I'm getting emotional. All right. Your healing has been an inspiration for many people to believe that this kind of work can be real. And, you know, since that time, a number of people who have come into my line have had healings of different sorts. So thank you for getting healed and doing that, not just for yourself, but for the world. And, okay, so there's an energy on this line, and they say they're paying attention to us, and that we've had a lot of indications that that's true. I can tell you a couple stories. One of them is that they come on and they kind of usually just say, we say hello to you all, we're with you, our energy's with you. And one time they mentioned a strange word. This was through Terry. And no one knew what that word was. And then I get an email from a lady in Turkey named Paul saying, they said hello to me on the line. I couldn't believe it. And before you know it, we checked it out. And sure enough, they said, hello, Batul, and in Turkey. Another time, someone was reading a channeling, Moon, who did our Tuesday Night Quo channelings, and he got stuck on a word, and he couldn't figure out how to pronounce the word, and there was this hesitation on the line, and everyone was muted. Suddenly, a voice came on the line and said the word. So those were two little incidents. There's lots and lots of incidents that happen. And those of you that are new, I hope you start coming into our other conference calls and check this out, because they're very nonlinear. The energy is always there, particularly on our Sunday grid healing. The energy is really, really powerful. So we have Daphne and Harry on the line, and I believe this may be the first time that both of them have actually been on the line at the same time. Do you guys want to introduce yourself? Daphne, Terry?
Hello?
Daphne?
Yeah.
Would you like to introduce yourself? Say
hello
to people.
This is Daphne.
Daphne has the sniffles. She's in Alaska.
No, it's more like the flu. but yeah, I'm in Southeast Alaska, not Anchorage. It's more akin to Seattle weather, but it's we do have snow. It's very pretty. It's called Sitka.
And Terry, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. I'm in Santa Monica, California, and it is chilly here, too. And hello, everybody.
I didn't unmute them, so I'm sure they're saying hello. With Daphne and Terry, they're both pretty psychic, okay? So you can all just think hello back to them, and they'll hear it. Are you guys ready? We're going to think hello back to Daphne and Terry. One, two, three. Thank you. So, we're going to go into getting, having them address us on this Christmas. And I'm going to do, we do this on Sunday mornings, and we take a long time doing it. I'm going to do it very quickly. For some of you, I'm going to give you, some of you will feel this, and it will be a reference point on how to tune in the these energies from other realms. And take a moment, shut your eyes, and feel the energy in your body. You can start with your feet and go up slowly to you, from your feet to your stomach, to your heart, to your neck, your head. And for some of you, you're going to notice a lot of energy in your head. Maybe that'll be a new experience. That's your crown chakra. And now we're going to go through our heads and above our heads, and we are going to meet each other way up high in our energy forms. And you'll notice you can feel a lot of energy. And you can't see where you are. This is why it's really good to be careful when you do this and do it in our group and get used to it, because you move into areas where there could be negative forces and you must always have protection when you do this. And we're creating our own little group energy right now. It actually exists. It's real. And you might just say, I love everybody on the line, and I love everybody that listens to this. Just take a moment and just send your love out. Now that we have this group energy that we've established, we're in a place where these group souls can actually tune into our energies, and they can see it. Whatever kind of eyes they have, they can be aware of it. And they follow our invitation. So we're going to invite them to join with us. And we could stop right here. We could hold a meditation for the next half hour, be in silence. And that would be very powerful. We're not going to do that, but we could. You notice how your mind has stopped chattering? This is tuning in your radio to their frequency. You may not get voices, and in fact, it's not good to want to get voices, as Daphne can tell you that when you do this, we're moving into uncharted territories, and you have to get very strong holding the energy so that you learn how to keep yourself protected. But we are connected now. And when we have a channeling through Daphne, Terry, I believe that the voice that's speaking to us is very much directly connected with the energies we are feeling. I have a question for Daphne. Daphne, are you there?
I am.
Do you feel comfortable letting Terry go first? Or,
well, that's fine, yes.
Okay. So, Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. So, just to explain a little bit about channeling, this is not meant to be believed blindly. You know, when you have a voice speaking through someone, there's three possibilities. And one possibility is that everything is exactly as I said it was. And the other one is that the person can mix in their own thoughts and go back and forth. And the third is, you could get a negative source. I don't believe we ever have had negative sources on this line. it's very important to always use your own discernment. And the energies that we're feeling, you can validate directly. And the rest, be open to the possibilities. There's no way I can prove that who is speaking to us is who they say they are, although over a period of 7 years of communicating with them, it's extremely consistent. There's been a huge amount of synchronicities and indications in his life that way. But I always tell people, don't be a blind believer. Kick the tires, test it very carefully, and learn how to make it own. Okay? So, I'm going to color the light, and then I'm going to turn it over to Terry. And then we'll take a moment, and you'll notice that we have the same source speaking to Daphne and Terry. They actually use the personality structures and the mental structures of the individual people. So it won't sound the same from a personality level, because each one is using the channeler's personality as vehicle to come through. So you'll notice a shift, most likely. Mother God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light, transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. See ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies into the center of the earth. Right now, we invoke leading of our consciousness, a group energy, while maintaining our individualities. And we invite those sources, those group energies that are positive, service to others, operating in the Christ energy, join with us. And we create a protected space that only positive energies have access to. And for a moment, are you feeling these energies? Take a moment of silence and ask for anything you need in your personal life, the highest good of all concerned. Maybe there's a healing. Maybe there's someone you care about that needs a healing. Make a space and put them in that space or put yourself in that space. Okay, Terry, if they have anything to say, ready.
We greet you this 24th, 25th of December. We say 24th, 25th. Our call extends across all time zones, and in some time zones, it is now the 25th, and it is with great joy that we, in meaning the soul groups, the Elohim group, the Ra group, and everyone on this line, it is great joy that we greet each and every one of you. We look across the great land and oceans and land again. from a focal point of the West Coast, where we are focused in through Terry Brown at this time. We are delighted also to have Daphne with us on the call, as she is our old friend and one of us, and we share great love and are honored with her presence, as with each and every one on this line. We are delighted that each and every one of you are here to call in the spirit at this time of joy and friendship and connection. Although we stand different religions within the call, the generosity and the desire for connection and love and giving is present, as with them we extend it to all light workers across the world. We give a minute of thanks for each and every light worker and connect with them. As we look across the land of the United States and Canada, we see that there is much cold and snow, which has taken some preoccupation at this Christmas season, and some attention has gone to that rather than the normal swing into Christmas. We still see Christmas lights across the country, and in Europe we see celebrations into Europe and into Poland and across the continent. It is the joy of giving, the joy of Christmas, sometimes known and embodied in the idea of Santa Claus, that brings us together tonight and brings even people that do not even know each other together in connection. And these connections create a consensus reality, lifting the whole spirit and the whole vibration of the whole world. Day by day, would this spirit of giving and connection be expanded and placed out the world and extended day by day throughout the year? This would make a great change in planet Earth, and the vibration would sing, the actual vibration would sing throughout the solar system. So we send light, love, and encouragement for the expansion of this spirit of connection and love to each and every vibration where it occurs, that it may be multiplied and the volume turned up, but not to a concatenation of chaos or discord, but to a fine tune, harmony with sensitivity and awareness, where individuals may recognize their fellow soulmates, their fellow beings, their fellow friends, and shake hands as we shake hands in a non, we have no physical body, so we shake energy hands with each and every one here and offer you the presence, which are not only of Christmas, but the presence for each and every moment in the present, in the now, as the year progresses and the new year progresses, that you may ask, you may intend, you may desire, you may wish for the things that will make your life happier and better, and you may then receive our help because you have asked. And not only our help, but the help of the universe, the help of the spheres, the help of other people, as you set into play a series of coincidences wherein you have set the basis for the coincidences to occur by putting out what you desire, which would be good for you, and then allowing similar vibrations to be attracted to those vibrations you are putting out, and to thus magnify your personal health in prosperity and success and connection and love with your fellow man. We are honored to be with each and every one of you, and thank each and every one of you for being with us and inviting us into your sphere today. Adonai.
Thank you. And we'll continue. Let me make sure Daphne is up for it. Daphne?
Yes.
Are you up to address the group?
I'll see if I can make a connection. Okay, we can try. Greetings, dear blessed souls. On this eve of Christmas in your Western Hemisphere, we are days past the solstice, the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, the summer solstice in the summer in the Southern Hemisphere. And we are approaching gateways of energy transformation and transmutation. A major one is in the throes of occurring now with a constellation of Aquarian energy, of Chiron, of Neptune, and of Pluto in Aquarius at the degree of 24 in conjunction. What this means is, on a stellar level, there is an opportunity for the love light vibration emanating from the galactic center, also known as the Hunab Ku, to come through our solar system and to root and implant itself into the crystalline core structures of your DNA, of your awakening crystalline blood structures, as they transmute from a carbon-based to a silicon-based.
A carbon-based, silicon-based, you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
They're all saying that.
Let me see where that. I can use that.
We shall continue. Thank you. We also have distraction at this end as well. Think of a prism and how a prism diffracts light, diffuses the light, so that you have a spectrum. You have a spectrum of red, orange, yellow, indigo, blue. No, I'm sorry, we repeat. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. And each of these colors in the spectrum is a frequency. And the frequency actually corresponds to tonal, oral, A-U-R-A-L, hearing vibrations, such as notes on the piano, and also to the chakra energies, the vortex energies in the body, the seven major ones, the root, the pelvic, sexual, solar plexus, the heart, the throat or communication, the third eye corresponding to the pineal gland, and the seventh or crown chakra. These are the major. There are also secondary chakras. And there are chakras extending above the head and chakras extending below the auric field of the human, which in general extends about 5 or 6 feet. And when a human being is fully awakened, as in the state of what is traditionally known in spiritual semantics as an avatar, it goes out to about 55 feet. We are in the throes of awakening to this much, much greater luminescence, luminosity of abilities that are inherent within the self, which are latent, which are sleeping, which occasionally poke their heads out. And now they are coming, or we have the ability, the opportunity, the gateway, the pathway, to bring them much more fully into physicality, because Earth herself is spreading her wings, literally spreading her wings, as as the 747 reaches the critical speed, the threshold speed of 163 miles an hour, more or less. The thrust from the engines is enough to raise that 100-ton aircraft into the air. And as such, we are also being lifted into not the air, but into a higher dimensional frequency, a higher dimensional vibration, because Earth herself has made a decision, if we can use that word, decision. She is evolving. And we, as sentient and free-willed beings, can make a choice to move with her and move into the higher realms, which necessitates an opening of the heart. Not perfection, but an opening of the heart, compassion, of making more decisions from a place of the heart than a place of fear. That is all that is required. And acting more in the interests of other people than of selfishness. One does not have to be perfect. One does not have to be a saint to accomplish this. One just must daily strive to open one's heart and to give love and to receive love. And as one does this, one biologically changes. One one's mental patterns, one's mental structures, one's physiology, one's biology. The aging process slows down. It actually can be reversed. But all of these things are effects. They are not the reason that we are doing. You know, we are doing this. We have chosen millions of years ago as souls, as sovereign entities, to experience evolution of the love light vibration in a very, very dense realm. This realm of not only free will, but a realm of very mixed celestial heritage. This is an anomaly. It is not a normal situation. Usually, civilizations are evolved in a much more homogeneous, much more slow, much more gentle manner. This is the super duper challenge place, the place where some jokes at the renegades from populations, they didn't know what to do with them. So similar to Australia, it was a prison colony, and they put everyone here, or many people, 70%. And of course, there are many light workers here that have come for tremendous experiences of growth, which it's very obvious that there are now, because there is so much. If you were to listen to mainstream media or to allow yourself to be fooled by consensus reality, which unless one takes a break from the media, from the television, from the corporate structures, especially of the Western world, but which are increasingly global, it is a rationalization of totalitarianism and fear. And to understand that there is something intrinsic in you that is bigger and more powerful and can rise above that is something very, very precious indeed. And it is similar to Michael Jackson's song, Man in the Mirror. If you want to make a change, take a look at yourself. It's that person in the mirror, that's where the change has to happen. And it's in your heart. And it's in the way that yourself. And it's in the way that you look at your connection to not only human beings, but the animals and the plants and the earth, to everything. And realize that, as Carla's work, The Law of One, states, we are all one. What we do to each other, we do to ourselves. There is no getting around that fact. So we are in the final stages of preparing for, we mentioned gateways. There are some important ones I'll mention. The solstice, which is just previously, is still in effect. We are coming up on a retrograde as of tomorrow, Mars retrograde, 26th, or the day after tomorrow, I should say. And we also have the 1-1, which is January the 1st, and then the 1-1-1, January the 11th, and then the 2-2, the 3-3, and the 4-4. They are asking me to prepare your consciousness energetically for the stabilization of the higher frequency, they're saying portal energies, in order to prepare for a thrust and a huge change in May of this coming year. And so there's an anchoring at a higher level of conscious availability of the God energies. And through this, as our other beloved channel, Terry, has said, through this awakening in yourself, you will seemingly, as if by quote, magic, attract those circumstances, those people, those things, that prosperity into your life that are so wonderful and beautiful and make life feel like an effortless, magical dream, as if you are a musician and you're playing your piece perfectly, or you're a painter and everything is falling into place, or you're a novelist and you're writing, you know, well into the midnight hours, and you're in the zone, you're in the flow. Imagine the baseline of your life being the most ecstatic experience you ever have had in 3D. Imagine that being your baseline. Ecstasy being the norm as opposed to the peak experience. This is what you are headed for. And this is what you are awakening in yourself so that you can literally light on fire other people. It is what Christ talked about during the time of the Pentecost, during the time that he came back to earth in the flesh, not as a ghost, because he ate fish, if you recall from scripture. The disciples were not sure if he was a ghost, so he ate. And there were tongues of flame, literally visible, not only over the heads of the head of Christ, but also over the heads of the disciples. And in the Hebrew, if you look at the Hebrew, it's one of the five sacred oldest languages now, in terms of being able to transport this energy, the energy of the Ra and the Elohim. If you look at the word Israel, you have Ra and El right there. It tells you something. It is a special place for many, many reasons. We are in the throes of a major kindling, and there's a huge vat, a huge pot of water. The water represents emotion, and emotion is being purified. And as the heart is being purified, as the water, the collective waters, the collective consciousness, the collective heart, the emotions are being brought to a boil, that is when the water changes state, i.e. dimension, changes to steam, and it lifts and it evaporates, i.e. it evolves, into a higher molecular construct of itself. And that is what is happening to each and every one of you. And to some extent, to everyone on the planet, everyone is being bombarded and affected by this energy. Though some are more consciously realizing of it than others. Some can feel it in their bodies. Some can see it in dreams. Some people are writing that they are having very powerful, very significant dreams. The Council of Ra'el, which is the council speaking now, encourages you to record your dreams, to record strong impressions you have, to record synchronicities, to keep a journal, to keep a notebook by your bed. And strong flashes of deja vu, things like this. Important to record because you are validating and acknowledging for yourself what it is that is changing and how we are moving from an either or black and white linear constructed place. We are moving out of this limited time space construction, and we are moving into the Trinitarian consciousness, the both and, which is why the symbol of the triangle or the pyramid is interesting symbolically, because it affords a view of the correctness of not black or white, but black and white. Not male or female, but male and female. Not the animal kingdom or the human kingdom, but the animal and the human. It is all-inclusive. It is all-inclusive. The river is rushing very fast. We are approaching the rapids. And it is time very much to get snugly in the boat and trust. And trust that you are being taken care of by forces that are so much vaster than anything you can consciously imagine. We could talk much longer, but we feel this is enough food for this Christmas Eve. We don't want to give you a stomach ache, spiritually speaking. This is the Council of Ra-El, and we bid you great, great joy, great, great love, and great, great hope, and great fortitude, courage, in the coming year, and especially the coming months. And we look forward to addressing you again. Adonai, Adonai Tzebaoth, we should like to close with an Om.
Nice to listen to.
Yeah.
How about Daphne? Are you still there?
I am.
How did it feel to be in your own audience?
Well, it was an experience, that's for sure. I think that we are grounding and precipitating some very, very huge energies. I think it's very interesting that this was 3 years ago, and I was in Sitka, Alaska. Terry was in Santa Monica, California. And fast forward to tonight, present time, I'm sitting in Half Moon Bay, California, and Terry is now in Sedona, Arizona. And so I'm sensing, I'm getting information that we are actually moving an energy construct that was architected on a higher level, and we're precipitating it into physical form. Also, right before this show, I was up at Valerie's house talking to Valerie's nephew, who had just had his first flying lesson, and we were talking about the speed of the aircraft as it lifts off the tarmac, and, you know, that 163 miles an hour, the 100-ton aircraft, it was very interesting. I had just been talking about that. No accident.
Okay.
We're reaching liftoff. Also, another thing, there was the analogy about the changing state, water changing state. Water changes state at 212 degrees Fahrenheit, and we are now 2012. Again, no accident.
All right. Well,
I have a question.
Yeah. Who is that?
It's Donna in Mesa. Did anyone notice anything different from the sky on the 22nd?
Donna, you know, if we start doing questions, we'll end up on here for about 2 hours. But ask your question anyway, and what were you going to say?
I asked if anybody noticed anything different in the sky on the 22nd when we got the 8-minute window.
No, I didn't look up. What did you notice?
I saw the sky turn to lilac color and the trees greener.
It had a lilac color?
Yes.
I didn't notice, but you can submit that for a Wednesday question if you want, okay?
There's very interesting information by a lady named Sandra Walter. Wynn has also looked at this. She lives up in Mount Shasta, and she has actually written on her blog experiences that she had over these, quote, 3 days of energy transmissions, the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. So I would, again, you know, she's not working with the Elohim and Ra per se that I know of, but I do have a good about her observations, and I do believe she is high integrity. So if you want to check her out, her name is Sandra Walter.
Thanks,
thank
Daphne.
You.
I guess that was intended for me. I'm not sure, but thank you. I was
you're
just
welcome.
Thinking
you're
of
welcome.
Things that I saw. That's all. I noticed things, too. I've also been psychic since birth. So.
Well, listen, we wish you all a great Christmas Eve and Christmas morning, and thank you for spending Christmas Eve with us all, and we'll see you Wednesday when we answer your questions. Thank you all very much.
Thank you all.
Everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Yule.
Your conference recording has stopped.